The Deseret Chemical Depot, lying 45 miles southwest of Salt Lake City, began its long-awaited demolition process Thursday. At its height of storage, the facility housed 43% of the nation's chemical weapons, which, according to Gary McCluskey, URS general manager for the site, included rockets, mines, projectiles, cartridges, and bombs. Donald Campbell, Army Site Project Manager for the facility.
When the plant was built, public law indicated to the Army that upon completion of the operation, the facility had to be decontaminated and destroyed. So we are following public law.
The weapon housing facility began construction in 1989, and the disposal operation for the stored chemicals has been in effect since 1996. Demolition is the final stage of the operation. The U.S. Army Chemical Materials Activity's longest-running incinerator, which is also the nation's last running chemical weapons incinerator, will be taken apart during the demolition process. The furnace reportedly destroyed toxins and blister and nerve agents that accumulated at the site during the Cold War. Under an international treaty, the U.S. Army has destroyed 90% of its chemical weapons. McCluskey.
Actually, the U.S. is intending on destroying 100% of its chemical weapons. 90% have been complete. The last 10% are in Pueblo, Colorado, and Bluegrass, Kentucky. Those facilities are in the latter stages of construction, and once the construction is complete, they'll go into operation and destroy the stockpiles there.
The facility ceased operations in early 2012, and the demolition of the Deseret Chemical Depot marks a significant milestone in the nation's chemical weapons stockpile elimination program. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.